Mishnayis Gimlin Dalid. We began this perek by discussing the actual simoni to misuras, and in the first mishnah we contrasted. We're beginning now to discuss the three simonim of baheres of or seisa pachas of the white colors mentioned in the first perek. So those are sir lovan. Pisoyon, if it increased by the at the end of the first week or second week, and michya, a patch of healthy skin in the middle of the baheres, in the middle of the white. Now, in the first mishnah, there was a contrast between the sir lovan and the pisoyon. In the second mishnah, between the michya and the pisoyon. And the third mishnah now between the sir lovan and the michya. So yesh b'sir lovan, mashein b'michya. Mishnah Gimel starts yesh b'sir lovan. There are some chumras in the sir lovan that are not involved in the michya. V'yesh b'michya, and there are in the live skin the michya, mashein b'sir lovan. Shesir lovan mitame b'shchin u'b'michve. That is, sir lovan is metame shchin and michve, also that tumah of shchin and michve, the patch of raw skin caused either by a burn or by a blow. So, sir lovan in those patches of skin is machlit immediately, and it's also metame b'mechunas uv'mefuzer. If it's spread about, if it's gathered together, the white hairs, or if they're spread apart in the gris of the baheres. We'll refer to baheres to all white, all of the four white. Now, just as a shorthand, b'mavutzer, if it's centered in the middle, as a michi has to be shelo b'mavutzer. But even if it's not centered, it's metame, it's machlit. Yesh b'michya, on the other hand, there is in the michya, in the patch of live skin, shahamichya mitami b'karachas b'achas. In other words, there's in the patch of live skin chumras that are not in the sir lovan, shahamichya mitami b'karachas b'achas. In the tomb of the bald person, where the discoloration appears on the front or back of his scalp, so there, michya coming in the middle of a patch of discoloration is metame b'karachas b'gabachas, whereas a seir lovan is not metame in that spot. Hafucha u'shelo hafucha. Hafucha is based upon the Torah's terminology, hofach lovan, that in the baheres, the white hair the black hair, hofach lovan, turned white. And the assumption is that it's the negative saras, it's the baheres, it's the skin, the coloration that causes the black hair to turn white, hofach lovan. So the b'michya hafucha u'shelo hafucha. In other words, for the nega to cause the black hair to turn white, it has to be there before the black hair turns white. There has to be the patch of white, and that patch of white turns the black hair white. But if the white hair comes first, and then the patch of white comes, that's not hofach lovan. That happened to be there, a patch of white hair, a piece of white hair, two white hairs, I should say, the two white hairs, and that's not, that person wouldn't be tamei b'tzaras. So with michi, however, it doesn't make a difference what came first. If it was a patch of healthy skin and became surrounded or even underlaid by a patch of white skin of the baheres, of the white colors, or the white colors came first, and then in the middle of the white colors came a michia, a patch of healthy skin. With the halachas of michya, that it's square shaped and it's centered, and it's all in one unit, not dots, not little dots. So hafucha shlo hafucha. That's the chumra of the michya. Ma'keves is a hofe kulu lovan. We have said already earlier that if there is such a pisayon, if such a spreading of the of the tsaras, that the baharis, the white, the spots in the body, cover the person completely, cover him completely, then he's tohar. So even if there are white hairs throughout, black hairs that have turned white throughout that discoloration of the entire body, the person is tohar. However, if there's michya somewhere, even in a small spot, there's a michya ka'adasha, michya ka'adasha, the size of a lentil, anywhere that holds back ma'akeves is a hofik hululavan. That prevents the purification of turning completely white. Umitami bekol mare. And it's mitami with any type of color. That, in other words, if there's any discoloration on the body, any type of, or I should say, the michya itself can be any type of discoloration. The michya, we said before, can be has to be the color of the person, the natural skin color. It's live, healthy skin that applies to the person. Now, but what I think the pshat in the Mishnah here is umitami bekol mara. Earlier we said in the first Mishnah in the Perek that the Sir Lovin has a chumra over pisayon, that it's mitami bekol mara lovin. That even the that even a white that's below in intensity than the krum habetza, than the lowest of the four whites mentioned in Perek Aleph, that the sir lovin is mitami there. So similarly, the michi over here is mitami not just in whites, but the sir lovin is bechol lovin in all types of whites. The michi is mitame in any type of discoloration on the person's skin. If in the middle of that discoloration, no matter what the color of that discoloration is, if the michi appears, then that's mitame. Masha'in kein b'sir lovin, which is not the case of the sir lovin of the white hairs, which is only mitame white skin. Even though the white skin is less in intensity, is dimmer than the four colors mentioned in the first perek. Mishnah Dalit, Shtei Saros. Now we're discussing the characteristics of the two Saros. Shtei Saros, the two Saros of white hair that turn from black to white, Ikorin Mashchir, V'roshin Malbin Tohar. If the roots were black, Veroshin Malbin, but the tops of the hairs were white, he's tohar. Ikorin Malbin, but if the roots, we go after the roots. Ikorin Malbin, if the roots turn white, Veroshin Mashchir, and the tops were black, then the person is tomei. Kamiyehei b'lavnunis. How? What is the sheer in the whiteness? Rabbi Meir Omer Kolshu. Rabbi Meir says the smallest amount that's visible. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kedei Likrotz Bezug, enough that one could cut with a scissor, which is the shear for the length of the hair. Now, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir over here, and I think the machlokis is the following. Rabbi Shimon sees it essentially as a loch in the hair. So the hair has to be a white hair, and the hair is a shear of a hair. Rabbi Meir says it's halacha in the loiven, in the whiteness. If the hair has the shear of a hair, and there's whiteness in that black hair, enough that's visible, then he's tummy. Yes, the Rav says that the halacha is Balocha, the sheer seir lovan orko, the sheer of the hair itself that becomes white, the length of that hair, en pochos migdei shenita b'fi azug, is no less than it can be cut with scissors. Avol, that's in terms of the length of the hair itself. Avol halavnunis shebo b'kol shehu, but the whiteness that gives it the definition of a white hair, that's as long as the smallest amount is visible. As long as the shear of the hair is there, there's no shear in the whiteness except visibility. As the smallest amount of white that's visible in that black hair is considered as a seir lovin. If there are two of them, then you have the siman of tumah. Because remember, it's always two saros. Then the Mishnah continues, Hoyso achas milmato. There was one single hair. But nechlochu milmalo. And like a lulav spine, so to speak, it splits up on top into two hairs. It's really one hair, and that one hair breaks and becomes two hairs. V'hinireis g'shtayim, and it looks like two hairs. It's still one hair, but it's just split in the top. Tohar, that person is tohar if it's just one hair. That's not the definition of two hairs that you need for two white hairs. This is just one hair that's split. Beheres, if there's white skin, again, the Beheres, as I said before, we're going to use, and the Mishnah is using it, Beheres is sort of a shorthand for all the white colors. Ubo sir lovon, and within this Beheres, there's a sir lovon. There's a white hair, o sir shocher, tome, or a black hair, it's tome. So here there's a girsa problem. The Rav is goes like this. Hoki gorsin the beheres ubosir lavon visir shocher tame. If there's a beheres and there sir lavon, which means two white hairs, and there's also sir shocher, and also black hairs, it's tame because we don't assume the black hairs are taking up space in the sheer gris. Rash and Tosus Yemta brings down the Rash, maintains their girsa. Agiris is Beheres Ubosir Lovan Osir Shocher, and he learns like this, that the Mishnah is talking about two separate cases. Beheres, if there's white skin is susceptible to there's white skin at that white skin Ubosir Lovan, then you machlit the person. If there's Sir Shocher, if there's no white hairs, just a sir shocher, then you are a maskir. You put the person in abeyance, in house, in detention until something is determined one way or the other way by the end of the second week. So that's how the Rosh learns. There's bosir lovin, its din is its machlit, or sir shocher, then the din is to be masgir. So beheres ubosir lovin. Osir shocher, tamei in the Rav's girsa, beheres ubosir lovan, visir shocher, tamei in the chiddush is that black hairs are not viewed as taking up space. Ein choshesh in the Mishnah says, shemo miyed makom sir shocher es a beheres. This fits more with the Rav's definition, but even according to the Rosh, it's telling us a din that wherever there's white hairs and black. Also, that we're not concerned that the black hairs are taking up any space and diminishing the size of the gris. Mimeshenbo mamish, the Mishnah says, because hairs really aren't considered as that which occupies the space. They're too thin. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet.